You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Yesterday, Governor Jerry Brown joined the state's top emergency management officials, including the leaders of the Governor's Office of Emergency Services, CAL FIRE, the CHP, and the California National Guard, to hold a briefing on the wildfires burning throughout Northern California. Earlier this week, the governor declared a state of emergency for Solano County, Napa, Sonoma, and Yuba counties, and Butte, Lake, Mendocino, Nevada, and Orange counties due to the effects of multiple fires, and requested a presidential major disaster declaration to support the state and local response to the Northern California fires, which was approved of on Tuesday. Here are the unedited words of Governor Jerry Brown.
Well, you've heard the story here. The profoundly serious fire. We've had big fires in the past. This is one of the biggest, the most serious. It's not over. Just the recitation of all the manpower and resources, it's a lot. And it has to be a lot because we have people living in communities and cities in very developed situations that are connected to and very close to forests and brush and all the rest of it that becomes kindling. So that's the way it is with a warming climate and dry weather and reducing moisture. These kind of catastrophes have happened. They'll continue to happen. And we have to be prepared to do everything we can to mitigate. It's going to cost a lot of money. The president has declared a disaster, major disaster. And along with the other ones in Texas and Florida and elsewhere, this will be tens of billions. So we got to get ready to deal with this situation and then prepare for others that will follow in the years to come. Well, they can answer any of your questions about the detail.
Governor, you mentioned that this would cost tens of billions of dollars in terms of...
I mentioned the whole country. I think there's a $30 billion appropriation will probably grow. It will have to grow.
Does California have enough in the reserve fund to pay for this?
Well, I think we have enough, but the federal government's going to help us as they're helping the other states. It's just part of the facts of a highly developed society is that you have a lot of people and a lot of assets, and in the face of floods and hurricanes and fires, this is what happens. So this is all part of the budget. We have, we can pay our share, but we want to make sure the federal government is a good partner. And so far, I think they've been a very good partner.
Do we have an estimate as to what California's cost would be?
I don't have an estimate. Maybe, I doubt if we can get one quite this early, but it'll be a lot of money.
Question what about the California economy? You know, this is the grape growers. This is a huge part of the California economy. Are we prepared to handle that as well?
Well, obviously, if fires destroy crops, that won't produce food. But I'd say the overall California economy is very large, about $2.5 trillion. And so it grows even in, through disasters and tragedies. The machinery of the market grinds on. So I don't think you're going to see a slowdown because of the fires. There may be other things going on in the world or financial world that can affect us. But I think the effort we're putting in, that's stimulative. And then the repairs, the rebuilding, that will also help. Individually, there are great tragedies. People have died. People are injured. And their well-being and their homes and loved ones are deeply affected. So that can't be recovered. But on a material basis, we will.